Sound of Scripts presents Unholy Toledo, written by Mary Goldman and Tim House, Episode 1.
Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
A Sunday congregation has gathered in an evangelist tent.
Be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by.
Loudoun, Ohio, 1907.
Home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
We lift our hands up to the Lord, and we beg forgiveness.
Forgive us, Lord!
My pa was a hard man, toughened by years of farm labor. He worked hard, he drank hard, and he followed his Bible hard.
Keep going, son. I want to see to the front.
But Pa, he's got a snake.
Shh! Take a seat now, Louie.
And the Lord said, they shall take up serpents, and they shall cast out the devil. Who among us seeks redemption? Who among us is at war with the devil?
My pa raised his hand.
You! Come forward to do battle with the devil!
Amen!
Yes, Lord!
Amen!
Amen!
And dragged me up to the preacher.
No, Pa. No, please!
The devil's got my son, Louie. Cast him out! Lord, please! Cast him out!
No, Pa, no! No, please!
Cast him out!
Cast him out!
Cast him out!
You must wrestle
no,
the devil,
please.
Son.
No, Pa, please. No, no.
Pa hit hard, too.
Louie, with my hands, I lay hands upon the warrior serpent. He will chase the devil out.
No, Pa, no.
Oh.
Cast him out.
No,
cast
Pa,
him out.
Please.
Oh, Lord, save us.
Jesus. No,
cast him out.
No.
Cast him out.
Devil out, the Lord says out!
I didn't cry out. I swallowed my terror, shocked that the snake had bit into my leg, shocked that Pa had allowed it.
8 years later, Louie, a teenager now, meets his friends, Ernie and Clint, behind a barn.
I recount these memories so you'll know where it all started.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Louie. Hey, Louie. Hey, lady. Aw, hey, Pooch.
What's the morning line?
The almanac calls for moonshine.
Back, lady! This damn dog's pulling all the time. What's the price?
2 bits twice.
What's the reason?
Whiskey's out of season. Want a swig? Fresh from my pa's still.
Nah, I'll take a pass. I gotta get home before supper or my pa'll have my hide. You know what a hard ass he is. Lady!
You don't know what you're missing.
Aw, what the hell?
Hey, Louie, show me how you set a guy up. That combination?
What? Did your sister beat you up again?
Yeah, seriously, Lou, show me that combination.
Okay, you feint with the left. Lady, settle down. And stick him in the ribs with your right. And follow it up with a... Aw, shit. Lady!
Meanwhile, at a cemetery, another teenager, Tuffy, and his mother, Mrs. Lamar, stand.
Not even the priests, Ma. Cowards. All of them.
Oh, Tuffy. Ashes to ashes. Dust to dust.
I was a boy in a man's body when we lost Pa. Dust to dust. What did the doctor call it?
Spanish flu.
Cowards. Hand me that shovel.
Now, Tuffy, you can't blame them. Afraid they might catch it, too.
Still.
Tuffy, I got something to tell you. Something you ain't gonna like, but I ain't got no choice.
Ma.
Tuffy, just let me say what I have to say. Me and the kids are gonna go stay with your Aunt Ellen. Now, she needs some help with her laundry business. She's only got room for us.
But Ma.
I can't keep up with the farm without your pa. You're almost a man now, Tuffy. You gotta make your own way. And if you can, send something back to us every now and then.
You gotta understand, a 250,000 of us hit the rails back then. Some for adventure, some for work, and, well, some for other reasons.
Louis, with his little brother Henry, wait as their mother prepares dinner in the farmhouse kitchen.
Where the hell is Lady?
Lady ran off again.
It ain't Louis's fault. Ow!
You stay out of this, Henry.
Now, Earl.
Jesus, Louis. I done told you that bitch is untrainable. How stupid can you be? You can't even walk a dog. Didn't I tell you to keep her on the leash?
Yes, sir.
And you deliberately disobeyed me?
No, sir, she...
Get out of my sight.
Here, Louis. Take this and go eat outside on the porch.
That kid's never going to amount to nothing.
Later that night, Pa sits in the parlor before a crackling fire.
That you, Louis?
Yeah, Pa.
Hand me that strop. I want to sharpen this here razor. That is quality moonshine. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. The wrath of God abideth on him. It's John 3:36. Louis?
Yeah, Pa?
Come in here, son.
I didn't know at the time that my little brother, Henry, was listening at the top of the stairs.
You sit down. I'm going to tell you a story. This here story is in the Bible. You keeping up on your Bible, son? It seems that God commanded Abraham to bring his son, Isaac, up to the top of Mount Moriah. So Abraham brought him, having him gather wood along the way for a fire. And when they got to the top, do you know what God said?
No, Pa.
He commanded Abraham to sacrifice his son for him.
Why would he do that, Pa?
Well, now God was testing Abraham's obedience to him. You know what obedience means, Louis?
Of course I do, Pa.
Do you think you have been obedient to me, Louis? Louis?
I ain't gonna listen to this no more.
You will listen to your father!
Louis and his brother Henry are in their bedroom.
That night, I packed some clothes and my treasured prize fight newspaper clippings. I left my Bible.
Does it hurt?
A little.
Please don't leave us, Louis.
I'm sorry, Henry. I gotta go.
I hate him.
Louis encounters his mother in the upstairs hallway.
Louis, come here.
Ma.
I got something for you. Wait here. Take this. Been saving it for a rainy day.
Ma, I can't.
Louis, I knew this day was coming. There's food in the cupboard. Mind you quiet now. He's passed out on the sofa.
Oh, Ma.
Now you go, Louis. Go out and make something of yourself, okay?
I took one last look at Pa, passed out on the sofa. The razor is still in his hand. I carefully coaxed it from his grip, slipped the razor into my boot, and left. I gotta say, I was tempted to use it.
Louis makes his way down the road from the farmhouse.
Lady! Hey, girl! Aw, girl. Going home, Lady. I'm gonna miss you, girl.
I didn't find out till later. My Pa died that night. Stabbed in the throat with an iron poker. But I was long gone.
You have been listening to episode 1 of Unholy Toledo, written by Mary Goldman and Tim House, produced by Nicole Yasmin, and presented by Sound of Scripps. To learn more about Sound of Scripps, please visit soundofscripps.com.